BIP of Bizarre Interest Productions, and it's time to talk about special moves that were only used once in the anime show or season. Funny thing, I actually wrote the rest of this before I wrote the intro, so I'm giving you two more before this list. Multi's Extreme Dashes for Night Lance, Night Impact, and Wizard Ward's Extreme Dash Mirror Reflection are ones I don't think we're gonna see again. Night Impact was only used once in episode 20, the sushi episode of X, and Mirror Reflection was only used against Shigeru. Technically, I'm not sure if these count because most characters have an extreme dash, but if we're talking about the one specific for each character, I think these count. But other than that, no X and surprisingly no Bakuten. In some cases, some people really only battled once, which I really can't say that for anyone else on this list. I guess Type Ilya deserved better in the comments if you made it this far, and let's get started. In Metal Fusion, let's start with the leading protagonist, Jinga Hagane. We've got not his second special move, Tornado Wing, which was actually used a few times, but we actually have a move he really should have used more, Meteor Shower Attack. When Kyoya returns from his training with the Dark Nebula, he uses his new special moves, Lion Wild Wing Fan Dance and King Lion Tearing Blast to counter Jinga Star Blast Attack after he used the former to defeat Benkei brutally. Because of this, Jinga was stuck until he came up with his new special move, Meteor Shower Attack. Pegasus jumps high in the air by the tornadoes from his rivals and attacks going higher than Star Blast as the beast starts flying down and follows his Beyblade, reaching the enemy to crash into it with crushing force. Honestly, it's a fun move to use against attacks that have a high physical range, since it would give him the necessary tools to counter from above. And you could see it as a precursor to Star Booster, and it's a shame he only uses it once. It could have been really effective against other opponents like you, given how high Inferno Blast goes up into the air, Tsubasa if they ever had a challenge of height, or in 2 out of the 3 encounters with Ryuga, especially in episode 13, to give us a false hope that he could win if it connected. Shame too, but it's the first one on this list. Speaking of techniques related to Kyoya, I'm sure my Metal fans know exactly what I'm talking about. Kyoya's Furious Blast Shot. Basically, Leone wraps itself inside of a powerful tornado, launching it through the Beyblade in the air to crash into the enemy's Beyblade. Kyoya was able to steer the move with his Beyblade, taking multiple hits at Ryuga's blade in the semi-final match in episode 49, though because Ryuga vs. Jinga in the Dark Power boosting Ryuga's power went far beyond his control, Kyoya's move lost out. Commenters ask, if Kyoya and Ryuga fought without the Dark Power's influence, do you think Furious Blast Shot would have been able to beat Ryuga's Dark Move, Dragon Emperor Soaring Destruction, or Dragon Emperor Lightning Soaring Bite Strike if he only got destruction because of the Dark Power? Now, some of you are pointing out that yes, it technically showed up in Metal Master's movie where Kyoya fought Helios' grandfather, Bakim, where it finally worked. But I said anime show, not anime movie. Fun fact, in the DS game Metal Masters, which I own, I'll show you guys proof one day, but in it, Kyoya can't use Furious Blast Shot if you pick the Leone Beyblade. You know what Beyblade does? Counter Leone, which wasn't even owned by Kyoya. It was owned by Nemiya, a character from the Metal Fusion DS game who didn't appear in the original Japanese media, named after the Nemean lion living in Greek mythology. Nice reference, at least. Speaking of Kyoya, let's talk about Benkei, and do you remember the final fight he had with Kyoya in the quarterfinals of Battle Bladers? What move did he use to beat Kyoya's Lion Wild Wind Fang Dance? Maximum Stampede, where Dark Bolt covers itself in flames and golden armor and is able to deal a devastating attack, the latest and ultimate special move of Benkei's Dark Bull, and it forced Kyoya to activate Reverse Windstrike before it was cool. You guys know I'm not lying about that. He literally used King Lion Tearing Blast in reverse mid-air to send a tornado at Benkei's Dark Bull. The wiki theorizes that Benkei only uses it once because he views Kyoya as worthy enough to see it, but at the same time, off the top of my head, I can think of at least two other fights where he really could have used it. Like in some team tournament where he's fighting two people and his ally is good at maximizing his own power, or against the guys who kick their butts in the Chinese tournament and have the opportunity for revenge. Shame this one never got used again too, because Benkei never gets the stronger version of this move compared to you. Moving on to Metal Fury, we get of all people from Team Lavushka, who actually did this in the Destroy Dome arc. In the Block B match, which consisted of Masamune, King, Jigsaw, Jack without the arrangement, unfortunately unable to use Beautiful Dead anymore, Alexei, Lyra, Noaguma, and the Dungeon Gym Train Onis, Owen, Brad, and Bruce. Jigsaw was busy torturing and tormenting... Wait, wrong script. Use Eonis' ED-145 spin track to push air upwards and around it, allowing itself to reflect the light off itself and appear invisible. But no one on the team had a technique that would allow themselves to counter it. However, and by however, I mean thankfully, Lyra does, creating a small tornado to shake and vibrate the Destroyer Dome Stadium to cancel it out, then use her actual special move, Acid Needle. Scorpio releases tremors that vibrate the area around it, then Scorpio's beast appears and fires a shockwave from his stinger to attack on the opponent. And it works! Too bad a pissed off Jigsaw had a special move that allowed it to cover the entire stadium with flames and explode upon everyone who either didn't have a 4D system or a move that allowed themselves to be durable enough to block the attack. But hey, all of Lavushka finally got to fight! In a battle where they weren't trying to lose on purpose. Which is still better than how they got treated in the manga. Shame she didn't get a chance to fight in the tournament for Masters, otherwise it really would have been a great opportunity to use it against someone like Tsubasa or you. Hey, want me to do a video about fixing Lavushka in the future? Finally, let's talk about Burst. Specifically Chozetsu, because we have two that ended up being used in the same arc. Not too far off from each other, actually, they're pretty close. First up was Freeze Geist Counter used in episode 31. Fafnir tilts after being attacked by an opponent and grinds his proof frame onto the floor of the base stadium to balance itself and drift around to increase speed and power to counterattack, which he used against Kyle to beat him in round 1. It's actually a pretty cool technique and doesn't require as much conditions as Absorb or Nothing Break to use. Shame he never used it again. Feels like this would have been helpful against Fi when dodging attacks. Heck, Shu managed to rebuild his blade quickly. We could have had either Free join the party and use Guy's counter to dodge in order to give Free some ideas. Then, two episodes later, we have Turbo Crush, or Chozetsu Press, or Super Z Press, or Cho-Z Press. It's a special move that Iga used, and it's the only one where he used it once. Using the Dark Resonance, Iga clenched his fist and his fist glows gold, increasing Z Achilles' forming a shield around itself and improving its defense, and then smashing into the opponent's Beyblade, causing serious damage, which he used against Evel's Orb Aegis, Aegis Guard, to counter its shield. It's basically a faster take on Boa's Final Guard, and it's a shame Iga never used it again, which would have been perfect for his Cho-Z upgrade by combining it with Cho-Z defense. Oh well, it's a shame. Let me know in the comment section if that's a movie you would like to see Iga have used again. I do have one honorable mention. Do you remember Basara's moment crash from Dynamite Battle? Utilizing the moment driver, Bahamut alters his course at high speed to ram into the opposing Beyblade with full force. This is his primary special move, and do you know how many times he actually used it? Once against Bell during his debut, which makes sense. The second was 6 episodes later during the Battle Royale debuting Ilya, and when Rashad is training with him before the battle with Bell. He never gets to use a special move in matches where it made perfect sense to do so. Like, I don't know, against Bell during the King Clash tournament, or against Phenomenal, or I don't know, his final battle against Bell? If I didn't do this research to double check how many times he used it, this definitely would have made it on the list. Now for the final move, Louis Guilty Smash. Utilizing the downward force created by the Karma Disc, Longinus jumps into the air and dives down to increase its momentum and power, allowing it to deal massive damages caused by the Metal Dragon of the Guilty Blade and often burst the opposing Beyblade. I saved this one for last specifically because of how cool it is as a technique, and how some people pointed out that Ilya could have won if he didn't have this technique. He didn't even use it in the next episode against Bell, which he think would have happened given he was training, aka pushing Bell to embrace his full potential, though you could argue that would be too extreme of a move to actually use. I know some people don't like it because it feels too Metal Fight-ish, which considering almost every stamina type could make a tornado by just staying still and Gasm creates a tornado to crash onto the opponent, I find a little bit hypocritical, but okay. Seriously, if Ilya and Louis had a rematch, this would have been a great opportunity for her to overcome that and beat him. And I know what some of you are thinking. How do you beat a move where you're trapped inside of a vortex? Well, there's one way. Remember Hearts vs. Valkyrie, where Hearts tried to trap him in dead gravity? Vault solution was to use Super Flash Shoot's momentum to mimic and build off the speed in reverse rotation, well, going around in the opposite direction Dead Hades was, to target Dead Hades' burst layers and beat him first. If Ilya could make a new special where she rides off the walls with her tornado to increase her speed and strike back, she actually could have taken it, but if I ever do that rewriting Dynamite Battle video in the future, I'll talk about it more there. Still, that's all I got for you guys today. Which of these special moves would you like to see more of? Might do a few more special moves related videos to the topic, since, well, I obviously told you guys I wanted to do it months ago, but, well, better late than ever. Alright, thanks for watching. Never forget to like, comment, and subscribe, because telling people to do so actually works. And VIP of Bizarre Interest Productions, help me get to 500 subs by the end of the month. Signing off!